Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Thanks, Maggie. Now, as you know, Armagh take on Galway in the All-Ireland football final today. So I'm joined now by two men who were in the commentary box the last time their respective counties won in All-Ireland. So Jimmy Smith is an Armagh legend. He's a former Armagh captain turned BBC commentator now. And Ollie Turner of Galway Bay FM. Good morning, good afternoon, gents.
Good afternoon, Brian.
And in case people are thinking, do I know Ollie Turner? You do. So this was Ollie's reaction in the commentary box when Galway beat Dublin in the quarterfinals.
Mother of Jesus, they have pulled off the unthinkable. Forget about Taylor Swift. Shake it off in the Aviva and come over here to Croke Park because you're witnessing the West away. Galway Abu.
Ollie Turner with a bit of objective commentary there on Galway Bay FM. Ollie, I presume you're dealing with a new level of fame or notoriety since that went viral, are you?
I bought myself a couple of new baseball caps, Brendan, and I'm walking around Galway with my head down because anything I meet on the street coming against me are people wearing T-shirts saying Sweet Mother of Jesus on it, which for some reason has now become the mantra of Galway football.
So you've got a range of merch now. In fact, I'm reading in the Sunday World here today, you're in trouble with a local Catholic prayer group has been emailing into the station.
Well, there's no doubt we've had some contact, albeit it is in the absolute minority. But look, we have to be respectful, Brendan, about anybody's views on these things. And I think in the main, worldwide, the huge reaction to that four-word phrase was, I suppose, in a time where everything in the world is sanitized beyond belief, including the media. You know, here was a guy just kind of letting it rip with pure honesty and delight and joy at what was an amazing Galway victory over Dublin, something that nobody alive had ever seen. So I think for somebody to take that out of context and call it somehow blasphemic is a little bit OTT.
Ah, yeah, you're having an authentic moment there. It's allowed. Come here, beating the Dubs must have felt like winning an All-Ireland for you, did it? Did you worry then you might have peaked?
I think immediately after that phrase, once I kind of composed myself, we did look at, and we commented, Brendan, on what we see in front of our eyes, and there was extraordinary joy on the field with the players. But then after a few minutes, I said, there's no cup, there's no presentation here. You guys just have to go home and get ready for a match with Donegal in 2 weeks' time. So to be honest, it was the Donegal game we were worried about. How do you get your troops back up again after the extraordinary high of beating the greatest team of all time? They managed to do that. It wasn't perfect, but they somehow got a stranglehold on the latter 20 minutes of that game and got over the line against Donegal. And that, for me, was even more impressive than the expansive way in which they beat the Dubs.
And come here, how are the excitement levels in Galway now? Are you managing your excitement and expectations? No.
I think Galway are very much a county who manage their expectations, because I think, you know, we have our kind of inferiority complex built into our DNA because of the lack of success that we've had. But the reason the excitement levels are high is that we don't tend to get past a level of the championship where Dublin and Kerry are gone and Galway are still there. So the last time that happened, that we were in the championship and the big two who have dominated the football championship for 140 years were gone, that was 2001, and we picked up the All-Ireland that year. So history would tell you, Brendan, if you do your research, that, you know, look at the nine titles Galway have won. You know, in most, if not all of those occasions, it was after somebody else had taken out the Dubs and Kerry.
Okay.
This time round, we've actually taken out the Dubs and Armagh have taken out Kerry.
So Ali, you're acting like this is science. What you're basically telling me is you've lost the run of yourselves in Galway. Jimmy Smith, how's the temperature in Armagh? Like, there's a whole generation there have never seen Armagh in a final.
Well, that is exactly the point. And the whole thing with this new generation is, excuse me, this is the generation of social media. And the hype around this game is absolutely unbelievable, because anytime anyone takes a photograph, just like Brendan's or Ollie's voice, it goes viral. And people are vying with each other, clubs are vying with each other to see who can be the most orange on the day. So the whole of the county is orange. As a matter of fact, there was a phenomenon the other night over Loch Ness where actually the moon appeared orange. So somebody else is looking out for some.
Yeah, and I see something about an orange crab appeared on a beach as well. So the Portland are good.
I haven't heard that. I've seen bioluminescence on clockered headpiece, but I've never seen an orange crab.
Yeah, well, apparently no. You've never seen an orange crab, so you could be seeing other things today that people have never seen. Jimmy, is the frenzy for tickets off the charts, yeah? Or has it been?
Absolutely. Well, I'll give you an indication. The county board put out a thing last night on social media at 6 o'clock for the homecoming in the Boxford Athletic Grounds on Monday night. And people were asked to ask for 6 tickets maximum. 16,000 tickets went in 6 months. So I'll just let you know the frenzy this year. And I think everybody who wanted the ticket for today's final will most likely get it. If they don't, I'm quite sure they'll be down in Dublin saving the atmosphere.
Jimmy, do you ever lose the feeling of wanting to be there playing, or is being in the commentary box the next best thing?
It is. Well, it's the next best thing, but it's not the best thing. Although I must say, when you're doing comedy, you tend to distance yourself so you don't completely lose the role.
Keep it professional, but, yeah.
you try that, but it was actually the last match, the Kerry game, where I became a supporter again, because I actually thought I was going to take a heart attack because of the intensity of the game and the excitement, you know. So, but you love to be playing, you never lose your supporter's hat, you know.
Okay, so how do you think it's going to play out then, Jimmy first?
Well, I think it's going to be a very difficult match for both sides, because both sides are very similar. Both sides have great attacking flair. Both sides are well set up defensively. And, you know, Galway goes through the last day against Donegal, not fortuitously, but the goal really helped them. So whichever side gets a little share of luck today will be the one over the line. And I hope that we do it because of our supporters, because we take 25 years gap between finals, you know. So we're working on that and hoping that this new generation will bring us back again in the near future.
Okay, and Ali, Galway go into this as the favourites, I suppose. Give me your professional objective opinion on what might happen today.
Marginal favourites, and I think the big talk here, Brendan, on a beautiful sunny morning in Dublin, which has turned into an even warmer, better afternoon. What you can't believe outside the Croke Park Hotel right now, as I look out, Brendan, there is literally a sea of orange and maroon. It's like as if the match is on in half an hour. It's not on for over 3 hours, and the place is wedged. So everybody in Galway and Armagh clearly took the warnings about, you know, travelling early, and they're in here in loads of good time. As regards the match itself, there's two big names on either side. Sean Kelly, the Galway captain, is selected at midfield. He's had his injury problems, hasn't played since the first half of the Dublin game, so it's doubtful whether or not he will play in this game, although he has been named. And Rhian O'Neill, we've been spoken about in Armagh, lots of murmurings this morning that he's had his injury difficulties, so if he's not at full tilt, that's big time advantage Galway.
Okay, listen, Ali Turner and Jimmy Smith, I can tell you want to get back to it there. Thank you both very much. And of course, you can watch the All-Ireland Football Championship Final, Armagh versus Galway, today from 2:15 p.m. on RTE2 and on the RTE player. You can follow the live blog on rte.ie/sport and the RTE News app, or listen to commentary here on RTE Radio 1.
Email brendan@rte.ie.